This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
The share it with a friend deal. Even if that friend is yourself. Your McDonald's, your rules.
Live your best morning with BOGO breakfast sandwiches only on the McDonald's app. Now buy one bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles or sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and get a second one free. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid one per day. Excludes one $2-3 menu. Visit McDonald's app for details. Download and registration required. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And welcome again to Cottage Talk Full-Time. I'm Russ Golem. I am riding solo. But you know what? It's for a good reason. And I'm fine with riding solo. Fulham win again. 7-0. Did I say that correctly? They won again 7-0 on the road. I don't know if this has been done in history, but it's in the same season. It's now been done twice by Fulham. They did it against Blackburn. And now they've done it against Reading. And it's funny because they did it at a place that I went to see Fulham away. I went to a match in 2012 at Reading. It was a crazy 3-3 draw. I would have taken this 7-0 any day of the week. So this is an emphatic victory for Fulham. We're back. I mean, Cottage Talk and Fulham are back. It's huge. And I'm going to leave it here and just say that this was a statement match for Fulham. We'll talk about the first half. This won't be a long show, and I want your comments, and I'll share them during the show. But Fulham owned the second half. They owned the second half, and I think that is really going to be the story here. Because when you look at the match, and we'll talk about the first half, and I thought it took them a little bit to get into it. They were gifted a goal. The second goal, again, comes from a penalty. It's a questionable call, but I'll take it. And I thought Fulham 2-0 lead was probably flattering. Not the second half. I don't know what Marco Silva said at halftime, but it must have been something tremendous because Fulham scored 5 goals in the second half. Incredible stuff. And I'm so happy to be back and talking about things. But again, if you're watching live with me, please feel free to comment. I'll share some comments with you while we do the show, while I do the show. But I'm going to say we because hopefully you'll be sharing your thoughts as we talk about the match. And I do want to give just a little shout out because my daughter, Sammy, who is a Fulham supporter, again, she's not as into it, obviously, as myself, but she turned 18 today. So I want to give her a little bit of a shout out to my daughter. Happy birthday, Sammy. I have not seen a match at Craven Cottage. She has told me time and time again, one of her dreams is to go to London so she could see a match at Craven Cottage with me. So I want to wish my daughter a very happy birthday, and I'll make that happen someday. Okay, so let's get to it, and let's share some comments from the Fulham supporters. Again, there's so many comments. And please do share who your man of the match was, because I want to get to that as well. And you know, and also which goal was the best goal, because there's so many to choose from. So let's just start with some comments from the Fulham supporters. Let's just start here. And I'm with you, Vanessa. Woohoo! I'm feeling great. Rob Coleman says, what a great return from us in league play. I totally agree with that. I'm just going to continue to just share some thoughts here. I love the fact that Odoi, Tosin twice, Reem Robinson, and Tete have all scored this season. Now, that's actually a stat I was not aware of. No Fulham shadow this evening, unfortunately, Chris. Sorry to break the news. There is no Fulham shadow today. But, you know, again, and I know that Emilio would like to be here, but again, he'll be in a future show. Billy Cassidy says, great result tonight. Hope you're very well, Russ. I'm well right now. I will just say that. Let's see. But again, the comments are everywhere. So again, and I want to thank everyone who is wishing Samantha a very happy birthday. Chris Goodwin, a 7-0 away win is very impressive. Chris, what's even more impressive? They've now done it twice on the road. It is crazy. Okay, let's keep these coming, guys. Lee Warner says, a fantastic win and performance all around. What one win can do for a team morale up the form. Lee, I couldn't agree with you more, because when you look at it, and I'll mention this again, when we talk about the first half, because I will say this, and trust me, the majority of this discussion on this full-time show is going to be all good stuff. But let's be honest, the first half, 2-0, I thought it actually flattered Fulham. I'll ask you that. Did the first half lead flatter Fulham? Possibly. But here's the kicker. I think it also led to what happened in the second half, because I think Marco Silva got in there, really told them exactly what they were doing wrong, and told them to go at Reading. That's exactly what they did. Listen, Reading had a bad injury to begin the match. Scott Dan going down, I think, really affected them, but no excuses. When you score 7-0, when you're winning 7-0, you are doing something right. You are doing a lot right. And I'll keep saying this, Fulham own the second half. They owned it. They totally owned that. So let's start from the beginning, and let's talk about Fulham. We're gifted a goal to the beginning of the match. But you know what? Sometimes luck goes your way, and a very bad situation for Reading leads to a Fulham goal. And Harry Wilson takes care of business, and Fulham take the lead. Let's follow that up by, you know, and again, Reading did have a little bit of a response. Let's be honest here. And Rodak makes a great save on a Kamara opportunity there. And again, if he scores there, things could be different. And then, of course, you have the two goals, offside goals. They were not goals. They're both offside. The first one definitely was. The second one I didn't get a good view on. But it just showed the threat that Reading were offering with Andy Carroll. And Andy Carroll still has it. So to end the first half, in stoppage time, you have Harry Wilson going down in the box. I didn't get a good view of this. I thought maybe 50-50 could have gone either way on that. But you know what? Let's take it. I'm not going to say no to a penalty. And Mitro puts in the back of the net, and Fulham go in the half up 2-0. And I thought, and again, was it flattering? Yes, but again, in the grand scheme of things, I'll take 2-0 at the half. It's what you do in the second half that makes all the difference in the world. And that's going to lead me to talk about the second half. And it was dominating. It was completely dominating. There's no way to sugarcoat that. And I'm happy not to sugarcoat. Fulham own the second half. And of course, there's a goalman for you with a bad spelling. So what a show wouldn't be without a goalman. But Fulham definitely owned the second half. You know, to score 5 goals is very impressive. There's no way to, you know, to say that it wasn't. It was extremely impressive. And, you know, listen, it had been a very long way off. And I didn't do a show after, I didn't do a show after the League Cup match. And I could have, but I didn't do one because, again, I wanted to wait until the next league match. And, you know, you could say what you want about beating Bristol City in the league. That was one thing. When you beat a team, a second team in any league, 7-0, you're doing something. And as I said, Fulham owned the second half. Harry Wilson scores to make it 3-0. And again, this was wonderfully set up by him, again, from Anthony Robinson to make it 3-0. And shortly after that, not long after that, you have Kenny Tete scoring. And again, this started with a header from Mitro, and Kenny Tete makes it 4-0. After that, Cabano makes it 5-0. This is a tap-in, but who cares? Then off of a corner, Tosin, who has this ability, he makes it 6-0. And to finish up the scoring, you have Mitro scoring again to make it 7-0. But honestly, I want to give a lot of credit. And I know he gets some stick because, again, he's a young player, but I have a lot of faith in the progression, because I think you're going to see a progression next season in Rodrigo Muniz. He has the ability. He's a young kid. He made this happen. He set up this opportunity with a great shot, and then Mitro makes it 7-0. 7-0. We did it against Blackburn. Fulham did it again. Like I mentioned, Cottage Talk is back. Fulham are back. We're back. And we're back with a bang, 7-0. So coming up next, and again, we're not going to go long here. I'm going to share all of your thoughts, and I want to know who was your man of the match, and that's how we're going to finish up this very quick full-time episode of Cottage Talk. Okay, so now I'm just going to share some comments, and please do keep them coming, and I'll just share some comments. Chris Goodwin is right. Andy Carroll will be kicking himself that those two goals were disallowed. Chris, I will tell you one definitely wasn't. I did not get a good view of the second one. I'm just going to keep them coming because I saw a comment from Wayne, but I'll share that. With the January transfer window, are there any positions you feel we need to add depth or strength? If so, where and who in terms of players would you put bids in for which clubs? Steve, that's a lot to ask after a match like this. I will tell you just off the top of my head, if I'm Fulham, I am looking at another center back because I'm looking towards the future. I'm looking at a replacement for Tim Ream, not for this season, but in the future. I'm also looking potentially at fullbacks. That's where I would be concentrating on. And then I would also say I would be potentially looking at central midfield. I know I'm asking a lot, but those are the positions I'd be looking at. I'm looking at a defensive midfielder, but you know what? If Chalaba comes good, maybe you don't go in that direction. Okay. All right. So I'm going to share some comments here. Let's see here, because I asked who was man of the match. So let me get to that. Please keep sharing your thoughts on who was man of the match, because I really want to know. So let's get to these comments. I want to thank everyone. Let's see. James Baldwin says, Harry Wilson easily. I'm going to give a shout out, believe it or not, to Harrison Reed. Harrison Reed didn't score a goal. I thought he was very valuable today. I like the fact that he was playing basically his best position, I think, as a defensive midfielder. I thought he did great. Okay, let's see. Chris Mullings says, I know no one's really going to mention Harrison Reed, but I want to give him a shout out. Chris Mullins says, Wilson, 2 goals, 2 assists. I think we're going to get a lot of Harry Wilson. Great result, Harry Wilson, man of the match. Let's see what else we have. That's it. Dave Crown, I was out for the Blackburn game, and again tonight, just got back. Wow, must go out when they're playing. I guess you do, Dave. You know, let's see. Rob Wilson, good shout out there, Rob Kearney. Let's see. I'm going to keep him coming. Colton Wright. Ream was also quality today. And I've got people backing me. Reed, fantastic. I thought he was great today. Steve Turner, Harry Wilson, easy one. Let's see what else we got. Keep him coming, John. Because it's Reed or Mitro, but all played well. Dark Wing 009. Who could have thought we wouldn't miss Seri in a game? Reed and Kearney were tidy, unsung heroes, but Wilson man of the match. Good stuff. Let's see. I'm going to keep the comments coming. Can't fault Harrison Reed, to be fair to you. Didn't put a foot wrong. Great energy. Kept it ticking and a couple quality long-range shots. Okay, great stuff. Please do feel free to keep these comments coming. Again, this is more of an ad hoc show. It's just me, so I just wanted to do a show after the match. And I couldn't have picked a better one just to do it by myself. 7-0, guys. That is very impressive. Let's see what else people are saying. I'm just going to keep sharing comments. Let's see. I've read Juventus is coming in for Mitro. Been a little quiet lately. Could this be playing on his mind? Sorry to change the flow, but I'm hoping it's not true. Steven, I don't think Mitro's going anywhere. And I've seen all the speculation with Juventus. I'm just here to tell you, I doubt that would happen. I doubt he wants to leave, to be honest with you. Okay. Sean Kane says, good to see you back, Russ. West London and the whole Fulham family missed you. Man of the match, Rodak with Wilson a close second. Okay, let's see. Let's see what else we got. John Bricker says, well said, Rob Wilson. And awesome show. Well, guys, thank you very much. It's very hard to do a bad show after a 7-0 victory. But I've had some Goldmans as well. But again, I already mentioned man of the match, but what was the best goal? What was the best goal out of the seven? Feel free to share that. Let's see. I'm going to keep sharing comments as I get the comments coming. I'm just going to keep sharing them. Kamal says, back to the feel-good vibe of the beginning of the season, but we now have to be ready to build and be cautious of the hype. I'm not going to disagree with being cautious of the hype, but I'm going to enjoy this. I'm not going to be cautious right now, but I hear what you're saying. Let's see what else we have. Mitro is going. He's going on the Fulham coach to Cottage Saturday. Tony, you're right about that. Got all these comments about Mitro. Now, Mitro will stay at home. Wayne, I agree with you. Let's see. Okay. So I was asking best goal. Let's see what we have here. Wilson's second goal. It was a great team goal. Well worked. You're 100% right about that. Let's see what else we got. Please feel free to keep sharing your thoughts on the best goal of the seven. Matt says, best goal, Wilson's second. Stefan shares this. Goal difference, 39. That's very important as well. Let's see. Kamal says the second goal from Wilson was superb. Great stuff. Fantastic stuff. I have a huge audience right now. I want to thank everyone for watching live to this show right after the match. And obviously, we're all feeling good. Let's see what Kamal says. And Tosin's header. That was a great header for the goal. I want to mention that late in the match. And it's funny because, as I mentioned, the first half, I thought flattered Fulham. But when you look overall and you look at the second half, was it a wake-up call? Was it a potential wake-up call at the beginning of the second half to say, you know what, we're up 2-0. We can do better. I don't know what Marco said, but to score 5 goals in the second half, what was impressive about it was not the fact that they scored the 5 goals. It was how they scored the 5 goals. It was the relentless attacks over and over again. And I don't think Reading quit. I think Fulham made them submit in the second half, meaning that they just kept going at them and they tired them out. And I don't think they gave up. I just think that Fulham just really just dominated them. And I don't think they had any answers, if you're asking me. Okay, well, let me see some final comments, and then I'm going to wrap this, Russ, this show up. Let's see here. Russ, your channel is great. Keep up the good work, mate, and hit the button, guys. Well, thank you for saying that. Let's see. Leah Jones says, great show, Russ. Well, again, thank you very much. And I'm just going to keep sharing these comments, and then I'm going to wrap this up. Not the best goal, although great header from Mitro, but I personally love that for Tete. I agree with you. Let's see. I love this comment. 1 point behind Scotty P with a game in hand. I love that. Yes, guys, please do subscribe to our YouTube channel. I really appreciate that. We started this about 6 months ago. It's taking a long time to really get going. It's hard to get going on YouTube. So I appreciate everyone that subscribes. Let's see. Let's see what Tony has to say, Tony, thank you very much. First time watching, great show, Wolfall. Thank you very much. And listen, I am going to wrap this up, and it's probably not one of my better efforts to do in a show. But again, I'm just happy to do a show after a 7-0 victory. I'm not even going to edit the show. I'm just going to leave it as is. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman, and we will be back very soon. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.